On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Anybody else just terrified to make phone calls nowadays? Like, apparently this has become such a big deal. They're having to offer college courses to help Gen Z get through their fears of making phone calls.
I didn't even know this was a thing.
Aren't you a phone call person, though?
I am a phone call person. If you send me a text, I'm not going to see it, or I'm going to, like, accidentally forget to text you back. Like, I just call me. Just call me, please.
Jess and I are very different. If you hate getting phone calls, and listen, I'm a phone call hater. If you call my phone, you better be dying, because you can literally sum up everything you need to say in like 150 characters, and we can move on with our day. I don't have time to sit here with all your nonsense.
And you want the ability just to like thumbs up or thumbs down.
Right, exactly. Huh? I don't want to sit here and talk about how your day was.
I want to hear the inflection in your voice. I want to know what you ate today. Like, what are your plans?
I don't want chit-chat. So there is a college in the UK now that is offering this course that basically helps people get through what is called telephonophobia.
No.
Which is, yeah, no, this is
There's
true.
There's a term?
This is true. This is true.
No.
Telephonophobia, which is basically you're so nervous to either get onto the phone or now with this, we'll update a little bit, like to Zoom calls and stuff like that, that you start to get nauseous.
No.
Because they're not used to it. This Gen Z is like not used to it, right? Especially phone calls.
No.
They're not used to getting on. They're used to texting. They're used to being, you know, behind the scenes.
The screens.
They're used to, they get nauseous. They start to get their increased heart rate, shortness of breath. They literally
have an anxiety attack over talking on the phone.
So what they do
is
they're getting coached now. This is true.
No.
They're getting coached into how to literally like pick up your phone and
call
like
somebody.
Make a phone call.
So curious, like if anyone that's Gen Z is listening, please call or text 410-583-1065.
They're not gonna call.
Can you text? You're right. I'm sorry, that goes against everything we're talking about. If you feel comfortable, can you please text in what that is, because I didn't even know that was a thing. I did not even know that was a thing.
Charlotte works behind the scenes. Are you Gen Z? You're not, are you?
I'm technically like the cusp of millennial and Gen Z.
Okay.
Would you text though, right? Are you more of a texter or are you more of a caller?
I'm definitely more of a texter.
Does it make you nervous though? Like if you know you've got a call, let's just say to like make a doctor's appointment.
Oh, I hate that.
Not going to do it, right?
I hate it.
But see, I'm kind of the same way, and I'm literally elder millennial, you know?
But wait, does that apply to like friends and family? Do you still prefer texting?
It depends on who it is, I guess. Like, yeah, most of the time I prefer texting.
I'm still going to text. Back to this college course really quick. So if you're wondering what this course is, they're offering a course now where they're teaching Gen Z how to use phone calls so they can get through their telephonophobia. They literally have these kids sit down and call restaurants to ask what time they're open. That's like step one.
No.
In their course. So listen, if you hate making phone calls, like it's an actual term now, telephonophobia, and
you're not alone.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at kramerandjess.com.